I actually love Christmas, but I saw a thing the other day saying 55 days. We were doing a bit of shoddy math before and worked out it might be 45 days.
Yeah, it's 45 days now. 46 if you're listening in America. If you're streaming this live listeners. From the States. 45 days and Santa Claus is nowhere near our shores.
Don't talk about streaming, Elise. We'll have everyone calling in asking why we don't have it yet. Call Mike Scott.
Well, this one, in honour of the fact that it's just not Christmas yet, is called the Santa Claus Pause Applause, and we are going to jingle our bells. Are we ready, Rachel? I've got a little metal Santa Claus hanging by a ribbon red at my front door. He sits all year with Christmas cheer, reminding me of irony galore. Or 50 days the calendar it been to me. What for are you sitting down? It screams, you see. It's counting dates, so I'm not late. But I go on ignoring it, I'm finicky. For Christmas is at Christmas, not today. Oh no, my Santa Claus is laughing at me, ho ho ho. He wears a grin, not suckered in to thinking that it's shopping time for him, oh no. I show him all the brochures that I now receive from deep inside my letterbox, would you believe? Their selling's murky, promoting turkey, when it is nowhere near that distant Christmas Eve. Already now the shops are red and twinkling, being wrapped in tinsel bright and twinkling. It gives me rashes, my teeth are gnashes, and grind and howl and think they might start sprinkling little bits of tirade at the shiny baubles, due to customer demand, the Spricker Warbles, telling me to try and spend and splurge and buy. They're nuts, declares my Santa Claus, lost their marbles. I have the sweetest tooth for mince pies, oh so tasty cemeteries of juicy flies, but I can wait some more till I finally score, and maybe in a month or so I'll feast my eyes and eat the nut with nonchalance, because okay, Christmas is 25th and not today, and whether Jesus rocks or you like getting socks, I'm sure we can just wait till then. It's simple, hey? So put away those Christmas cards, go have a swim, hold it with the carols, maybe try a hymn, or bake today dried fruit, no way, but double chocolate mud cake, thick and rich as sin. Me, I'll keep on chatting to my Santa Claus, putting off my shopping garners me applause. But if he's gone and can't be found, I'll tell you all a little secret. It's 'cause I've stuffed Santa Claus beneath my bed, feeling rather guilty with a tad of dread. But really, I can't wait. I love to shop, it's great. And all I've got is Christmas running around my head. So if you have a Santa Claus who hangs all year, testing all your fortitude, just don't you fear. Sing Silent Night, that mince pie bite, and deck the halls and jingle bells to come. Oh dear.
Beautiful, Elise. And your mixed feelings about Christmas, I understand, from that.
I love Christmas. I love shopping. We all do like collecting shiny baubles. but maybe not this week. I did actually work in a shop where the owner was really excited about getting the decorations out in September. Because, you know, feel the buzz and feel the money coming in.
Yeah, I understand that. I used to work in retail when I was at uni, and there's always Christmas out from about July.
You know the feeling in the major outlets.
So. I am a bit like Will Ferrell in the movie Elf, though. I really enjoy Christmas. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the cheer, the festivity, the presents, you know.
Yes.
The excuse to go to parties.
The extra,
you know,
wines, the champagnes that come with it.
All of the above.
Yes.
I was gobsmacked. I went into a shop recently. And I mean, I enjoy baubles. I enjoy... you know, bird-shaped Christmas decorations. In this shop, there is a Christmas decoration, you know, one that you would put on the tree, and it's a giant silver peacock.
Oh, my Lord.
Just magnificent. Who is thinking of this stuff?
Wow, that's amazing. It's like
$45
driving to Broome.
Too much to spend.
Well, I know. On the way to Broome, there are peacocks. And yeah, you could just go and decorate your own one there.
I could do. Maybe it's
or you could come into the ABC and decorate the tree that Andrew put up in September.
He did put it up in September.
It's looking pretty nude. Had
the tree, not Andrew, thank God. I think that had a lot more to do with not knowing where else to put it as he was cleaning out the garage.
Ah, yes. Well, perfect place to put it, right at the front door. So we're beginning to think it's a lot like Christmas.
There you go. If you want to make us some Christmas decorations, send them on in to ABC. We'd love to get them.